Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new study out today, released by the Pioneer Institute, is raising major questions about the Massachusetts Life Sciences Initiative of 2008. The report concludes there's actually been a drop in overall research and development spending in the state since the implementation of the $1 billion Life Sciences Project. Former Massachusetts Inspector General Greg Sullivan is the research director at the Pioneer Institute and joins us this morning to talk about the findings of his report. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us, how is it there's a drop in R&D spending despite the fact that the state is running now toward the end of spending $1 billion in this life sciences project?
Well, Massachusetts research and development industries are made up mostly of non-life science to begin with. About 70% of R&D companies are in other areas, such as in high-tech, computer programming, computer software. In those sectors, there's been a decrease overall in business R&D spending in Massachusetts from 2007 to 2011 of about 20%, 19%. In the life sciences area, there have been very modest gains. Pioneer took the methodology that was used by the industry when they were selling the bill, and we calculated that there have been 571 new jobs added between the time that the bill was implemented and the third quarter of last year, 2013.
571 jobs is far fewer jobs than other reports have said have been created since the Life Sciences Initiative was passed in 2008. The Boston Foundation last year put the number of jobs created at more than 8,000. A report from Northeastern University last week said 30,000 jobs have been created. What's the difference?
The Northeastern report and the other report you mentioned all are reporting a time period that preceded the Life Science Initiative, and virtually all of the job gains occurred before the Life Science Initiative passed. Pioneer Institute, we didn't make up our own definition of the life science industry. We used the same exact methodology that these other economists had used, and we reported the actual job gain. If you look at their reports, one thing you'll see is missing, which is a report of how many jobs have been created since it passed.
So the bottom line is, you're saying the Life Sciences Initiative hasn't worked.
The Life Science Initiative hasn't worked so far, we'll put it that way. The biggest part of this report today is that the state of California has basically dominated research and development in the United States in the last 5 or 6 years. Over the last 20 years, California has grown more in R&D than its top seven competitive states combined, including Massachusetts.
So what's California doing that we're not?
Well, California offers research and development tax incentives that are the best in the country. They're about twice as good as Massachusetts. That's industry-wide. What Massachusetts did was adopt a very targeted, limited set of research and development tax credits focused on the life science industry. We're calling for Massachusetts to focus on its R&D industries across the board, not just in life sciences, but in all the other areas. Those are the areas that have been hard hit, that have actually lost jobs to other states, especially California.
Gregory Sullivan, former Massachusetts Inspector General, now Research Director at the Pioneer Institute. Thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.